So I pray, Holy Spirit, I just thank you for everything you've done in my life and through me. Let be your name in glory, today and forever. Amen. Amen. All about him only. Many years ago, if someone told me you will preach in front of people in the church, never, never. I'll hide in and say, you're talking to this person, not me. So I'm just very, very different from look like seeing now. So God see what we can't see it. God knows about the future. God see what we can not believe in ourselves. God can change it, our weakness to the glory, to ability. God can do everything. When I converted to Christianity, I had a few dreams. Mostly everyone, when they converted to Christianity, they have got dream and words from the people. And I had a dream and say, God in the dream told me, you will be in the future. You show me I'm just, you know, leading or doing groups and running the groups. And I was just, when I wake up, I say, oh, that was a dream. Never coming to me. Never arguing these things. And I wasn't trust and I didn't know who I am. I've been to the prayer group I invite, because when you converted, you want to go every place they have got the word of God. So I went to the prayer group and I was just like praying and this, and the pastor and his wife came. They have got the deliverance and prophetic word gifts, and they came. I didn't know them. So middle of the prayer, they came to me and say, God call your name. They didn't know my name, but God call your name. And I was just so, yeah, thank you. And they said, no, that God call your name to be leader and to be do difference in the future. And I would say, okay. But I couldn't believe it. They asked for oil to anoint me. Again, I said, this is not me. They're talking to someone else. I've been through a lot in my life, been through a lot to be near the die for a few times. I just near to many abuse, child abuse, sexual abuse, pain, rejection, lie. I grew up in the pain, in the pain. So I couldn't believe when the God showed me in the future what's going on in my life to change it. And I said, I am what I can see it. I couldn't see what he can see it. I see what I can see. And the people around me, who they can see, show me, who, you know, you are not worthy, you're not good, you are just used, you are this. I was in the land of the dryness, no hope. I didn't think anyone can change me or I can change and move. I was knocking the wrong doors, always. Always looking for the help, going to the nightclub. Is that any help? No. Going to the smoke. Is that any help? No. Is always knocking the long doors and say, this is help? No. It wasn't. Look at two hands. One hand, we have got seed from the word, from what you believe, what everyone told you. Like ungodly, I'm just going, I'm learning. So ungodly seed, what the people told you, your teacher, your family, your husband, your wife, your colleague, everyone you know, they told you, you're not good enough, not worthy. You can't understand, you don't know. You can't, English is not good. Math is not good. This is not, never going to university. Always they told me, always. So the other hand, God's seed is different. God's seed is completely different. It's coming from from heaven. What he can see and we can't see it. So God doing different. Thinking about the two hands you have got. And thinking what God put in your hand and what the word put in your hand. Which one you believe it? Which one you go for it? seed coming from the God change your life, and seed coming from the Word make you stay in the dryness, as I was. I was. Some of us forgotten to see how is the rain when we are in the dryness. Is there any rain coming? Is there any change coming? I mean, like that in all my life, 20, 40, 50, I couldn't see any changes. And the people around you just say negative, looking negative. Oh, your child is just, you know, not good. Oh, he has got sickness. Oh, I didn't see any healing. But God can change everything. The doctor told you negative, but God can give you positive. The seed inside, looking. A few years ago, if you know, I'm just beautician and hairdresser, so I are doing mobile business. So a few years ago, I had a client, English young lady, and she came for a few years, like 2-3 years, and she was very nice lady, nice girl. And I told her, everyone in my client, they know I'm always talking about Jesus. So no matter you come in for any treatment, you will receive the word of the God. So that is my my heavenly father, and he's my manager. So we working together, and we go. So when I'm doing massage, I'm just praise his Lord. Yeah. So that's the people say, oh, I'm so good. But they don't know it's the pray, not on my hands. So... So a few years ago, I had a client, and she came, and so she was every 4-5 weeks, she come in, and I told about, you know, we got testimony. I have got testimony, many testimony, and I just, my testimony, other people's testimony, just give her every time she's coming. And after that, she said, you know, I converted from Christianity to Islam. I said, I didn't show it like that, but inside, how you converted from God of love to the Allah, God of Islam? Because I come in from Islam, so I know where she come in. And she going, so I said, did you find any peace or anything you're looking? And she said, not yet, but, you know, I didn't know. So I didn't tell her you need to come back to receive that. So, but I just, because when she told me, I just pushed harder, say, yes, come on. So I told her many things, and she just like, okay. She said, if your God is real, I want you pray for me, for one thing I needed, but I don't want to tell you. So it was very nice, and I said, okay, you know, I'm always ready for pray, no matter I know it or don't know what you wanted. So I said, Lord, you know her need. Meet her in the time and the place she wants it, and show yourself to her. 4 weeks time, she just knocked the door, she come in, and she said, I have it. And I said, what, you have it? And she said, because I always pray for people, so that's, so she said, I got it, what you ask, I'm pregnant. And I said, oh, praise the Lord, God is good. So, yes. And she said, you know, 10 years, I didn't know she wants a baby before. 10 years I try it, and doctor, any treatment, anything you, I've been through a lot, but I couldn't have. When you prayed, now I'm pregnant. And she said, how can I give my heart to Jesus? I was just lost, and now I feel love, I feel peace. I feel someone wants me, someone hear me. That's only pray, only pray. And this testimony can change your testimony, can change your life, can change, can be seeded in the hand of God, gave it to you, the seed for you. If you need anything, God, if God can done for her, can do it for you more. Ask him. When we believe in Jesus, we receive the Holy Spirit. Everyone has got Holy Spirit here. Yes. So I come in from the, and Holy Spirit is coming, give you many gifts, so I just tell you. I come from Iran. Iran is, everyone knows, I don't want to tell you where is the Iran because everyone in the world knows where is the Iran. Good government, everyone knows. So, and I just, in Iran, you know, Iran is the biggest country Christian converted Christianity at the moment. Why? Why do you think the Iran is the biggest country? Because in Iran, if anyone believe in Jesus, tomorrow they're going to tell everyone, is this God doing for their life? They are pastor, preacher, prayer, evangelist. They do everything. They baptize each other. I did. So they do everything. They're not waiting for, I don't know, when you come in from England to do this. They're not waiting. They do everything. So that's the church growing. That's the apostle done in the act. When you see, they're not waiting for John, Peter, Paul, everything. Come in. When you come in, oh, no phone. Okay, they don't know. But everything. You can do everything because God gives you everything. Don't waiting to someone like Athena come in to give the testimony or pray for someone as you can do it. As you can do it. God asks us one thing. I mean, this is the verse I'm just doing today. Yes. He asks us one thing. Can we read it all together? So it's an easy way. Yeah. Go into the world and can you tell to the next one in you? Same prayer. Go to the. Can you tell yourself? Go, go. What he asked to do to the world? What are you doing in the world? Tell about the Jesus what he done. You're not going more than, because you can't do it more than him. You're going and tell what he done. This is important. This is all testimony. Testimony what he done in 3 years of them, his missionary. And what you can do it. Pray. Give to people. Make a testimony. This testimony help the others. If you think about the book of Acts, it's very serious, this book of Acts. But it's not finished. Amen. You are here, is the apostle. You are continue act, the book of Acts. And it will be continue until the Jesus come back again. So don't waiting for another person to come. Make a testimony. Use your other testimony for other testimony. In all testimony, this is like just tiny little verses about Jesus coming. In all testimony, they done a prophetic word about Jesus coming. In New Testimony, you can go through it. They just mention about Jesus. But Jesus coming and fulfilled that. So the seed, your testimony and my testimony and everyone's testimony can give other people new hope and new change. And they will be fulfilled when they trust the Lord. When they trust the Lord. Isaiah was telling about Jesus, told about Jesus 700 before Jesus born. But this is the seed was fulfilled when the Jesus born. So thinking about what seed God put in your hand, it will be fulfilled. Prophetic follow by testimony, and testimony follow by prophetic word. How? When you receive the prophetic word, as all we have, when we converted to Christianity, or in short or long time, the people or God give you dream, vision, or the word from other people, you need to believe and have a faith on it. From anything you need, from your future, your children's future, from your house, your husband, your wife, everything. Just believe it. This is seed. Thinking about the seed, you put it in for the tree. Just put it in there, okay? It's just only seed. Later on, the gardener just bring the water, sun, everything, and it just grow as a tree. The tree has got more fruit, and the more fruit inside is the seed. So this seed can be working for other people as well. So this is how the testimony and prophetic word came together. You put the seed and you trust the Lord. Don't look at the people, what they sell to you. And don't look at if your child, your children, or your boys or girls is just running out of the what you want, and they not study, they doing nightclub, they doing this, they doing this. They don't see that. See what God promised you. You and your family be safe. This is what God promised to you. You and your household serve the Lord. What God promised to give you to you. Just claim it. Receive it. Have a faith and believe. I always claim the other testimony in my life. If anything happened to your life, later I have it. Because I always pray. Say, Lord, you don't for them. Do it for me. I'm just love it to claim. One thing, remember, the big things happened for us before. I remember 10 years or more than 10 years ago, Pastor Henry can tell us more about this. We had a seed of moving. We have a vision of the moving. It was the old building and just only the seed. In the other hand, some of the VC is nothing, no help, no money, nothing. Everything just block. But the other hand, only seed, say move. He show us to go. But our faith, exam. Which one you can see? Some people left because they was more focusing in this hand. And some people stay because they just say, which one is, okay, like that. No, you look. So sometimes we just see everything just shut and say, oh, there is no hope, no. But God just open it on his way. Making many years, but God working. And now, what's happened? I hear some of the church claim our testimony today, building and new places now. Because they said, God, what you done for St. Barnabas, do it for us. That's it. That's the power of the testimony. That's God doing for them and later on going for another people because they know when God do it for us, he will do it for them. This is the faith. This is the testimony. I always go to missionary back to Iran. It's so easy. Don't worry. They will kill you if you don't find out. It's no any pain or anything. Just going straight to jungle and just hang you. Anyway, I love it. I'm just loving it. So I'm just, my heart is just like going. So when I'm going there, I just missionary, take a Bible, going to people in different ways. So going to, with Holy Spirit. I went to the hospital. So many places I visited for to tell about the Jesus. So I've been to hospital and met a lady. She and I felt I need to pray for her. She need a baby. She's coming for 10 years and no hope. The doctor said we can't do anything. So she was very, and 10 hours she was driving to go into that city on that beamer, that hospital I saw her. So she just like said, no hope. And I said, oh, pray in Jesus' name. She, okay. So she was pregnant. She find out where I am and this is, so it's longer story. So she was pregnant. She just told, she just have a new, I have a news, she was pregnant. And I came to church and reported and say like, oh, now I'm being to Iran and, pray for this. And she was pregnant. She's pregnant now. And 1 year later, in our church, the lady came to me and said, do you remember last year you went to Iran and you came to, reported the lady was pregnant? And I said, yeah. I always remember this testimony, especially for Iran. So I said, yes. And she said, I claim your testimony. I did not come in to ask for pray. I claim and I said, Lord, you done it for the lady in Middle East somewhere. You can do it for me in San Marcos without asking. And she was she had been holding the baby boy. That's the power of the testimony. No one prayed for her. Just she claimed it. What she can, God can do it for someone, can do it for her. This is the power of the testimony. This is what we can do every day. I ask the Lord always to do, you know, if I ask the Lord, if your table is there, you know, and you have got more food, and I'm jumping to the meat. I'm just like, I'm not going to the, you know, starter or anything. I'm just jumping to the meat. So give me more portion. I always ask him, because God see your faith when you asking for more. God see your faith. God give you through your faith. And I just pray for people, for many people, for many needed. But I didn't pray for death to be alive. So that was the big, until 2 years ago. So 2 years ago, our family, one of our family just calling and he said he had a heart attack. So in back home, he was in the coma for two weeks. And the doctor said, the old machine and everything, they try best they can do to help him back. No, nothing work. So they tell to his daughter, there is no chance. We need to let him go. You know, don't push it too hard. It's not work. So the daughter decide to turn off the machine in the morning, the time, you know, one day in the day in the morning. The night before, me and Amir was praying. Amir, by the way, Amir is my husband. if you don't know. So me and Amir was praying for this man. And I was weeping to Lord and say, Lord, give him another chance. If he open his eyes, you know, all the people, all the family, they understand you are real, you know, just seeing something. And I'm just weeping for him. And then they opened the WhatsApp group as everyone doing. Everything happened, just one WhatsApp group started. Like, everyone die, everyone doing everything, just WhatsApp group. That's technology. So they just doing WhatsApp group, and everyone, all the world just like, oh, and it's dead. And God showed me, when I was weeping, he gave me vision, and he was in the hell. He is standing, and it was very cold and very dark. And I never want to go back again to this. This is the way, very hard. And he just, God showed me he was standing there. And I hear the Father voice and said, because you ask in my son name, Jesus, I give him another chance. That's what he said. And I just text him, the family. It was 1 a.m. in the morning. I said, don't turn off the machine, please. Let him, Jesus, working. And they just, because they were asleep, Muslim. So they were thinking we are somehow. Yeah. So, but it was 4 a.m. in the Iran. 7 a.m., he opened the eyes. Praise the Lord. Give all glory to him. So he opened the eyes, and the doctor just like, oh, what's happened? You know, maybe they planned a few hours later to turn off the machine. And he opened the eyes. And And after 1 week, he went back home. So that's quick healing, just like. And the doctor said, oh, I think this is the miracle. We can't explain it as, you know, how medicine way. So this is the miracle. So we know it's the miracle. You know it's the miracle. And he said, later on when we spoke with him, he said, I wake up with the ring of the church belling, ding, ding, like, I don't know how to eat, but it's a dung, dung. So he wake up with ring. And this is the testimony to say the Lord wake him up. Because he never been to church. He didn't know. That's God. Only God can change. Raise the dead. You can pray far away and God can do as did Jesus done. I claim it. But Jesus said to that, said, go and your servant be healed. Well, go. And he just on the way and he's healed. That's what we can do. Claim whatever he done. Make a new testimony. In my life of Christianity, I so easy and quick answer. Don't love the easy, quick one. And I know you are. It's so good. So pray and that's it. Don't like my mother-in-law had a, she was very Muslim and very strict in Islam. So when we, me and Amir went back home and I just saw her one time and she's with the Lord now. So we talked about the Jesus in half an hour and she just, she listened in half an hour. You see, so in half an hour. And she said, can I give my heart to Jesus? I said, oh Lord, this is so easy. It was the beginning I was convert. And I said, oh, that's good. I can convert all the world now. Yes, I can do. Half an hour is nothing. So half an hour for this, half an hour, da, 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 da. And I just, but I was wrong. Because take 14 years for my dad to convert it. And it just like, in the end, I said, oh, I can't do it anymore. I can't. Dad, no. So my dad, I come from Arabic background, very Islamic way to grow. And my dad was no Quran, everything. So he think, because he knows everything about the Quran, he knows best. Because I'm the little one, so I can't. So he can't trust me. So I prayed for him for 14 years. And in the end, I knocked the door different. I tried the best way. I tried the good way. I tried, and like, but he's not working. So in 2 years ago, when we went there, I said to Lord, before we enter to my dad, I said, Lord, I can't do it anymore. You have your way. I take my hand off my dad. I'm not looking for the word told me, and I'm trying to push every seat away. I'm looking what you said. You and your house will be safe. I'm just change, take my hand and do your way. So 3 days later, we was there. And my father was, because he wake up for early namaz, 5 a.m., around the 5 a.m. And Muslim people praying 5 times in the day, if you don't know. So it's, one of them is early morning. So he just wake up for namaz, and he was standing before he start, the corner of the room open, the light come, the light never seen, he said, never seen before, and the cross of Jesus, and he, Jesus is front of the cross, and put the hand to my dad, said, follow me. I'm the alive one. And follow me. I'm the alive one. Face to face. And my dad see the Muhammad picture very far. Very far. And he heard the voice that follow alive one, not the dead. So my father, he just, no, he's serious, you know. So my father was just shaking. And shaking, and he, when we wake up, you know, because he's in back home, he's not on air when you're going to knock the people, you know, rooms. So just he's head of the house, so, yeah. So he wake up, when we wake up, he was just like wall, you know, like a color is just white, and he's just shaking, and he said, "Oh, I need to talk." I was thinking he had a heart attack. I didn't know what's happening. Are you okay, daddy? You know, he said, yeah, just come in and sit. And he's the dad, you know, Arabic dad. So he says, yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Father, come on. Yeah, we went and sit. And he told us what's happened. And he gave heart to Jesus. He said, I was dreaming. I said, I eat too much. If it's any way, so I just try 14 years to do my way. But in that 14 years, do you think who is changing? Me. Because I need to trust the Lord. Not doing with my strength. I know. I just claim it, Lord. You said your family and do your way. I'm not looking what the people and everyone and he doing and I'm doing. I'm not looking to that seat. I'm looking to this one. If you need anyone in your family to be, see you, Lord, as you see it. Don't see what they're not listening, they're not there, they are against us, they just just see what the Lord told you. You and your household be safe. Receive it with faith. So my father gave the heart to Jesus. And after the whole the family and everyone gave that, and I baptized him. You know, in Iran, we don't have anyone to just waiting for Pastor Henry come in or yeah, we don't have these things. So just jumping in the water. Come on, hallelujah. If you believe in the God, the Jesus met Apostle Paul 2,000 years ago, and he met my dad 2 years ago, he can meet your need today. And you can pray for another person for the future. Meet your children today. Meet your household, household today. He can meet you now. Have a faith. Don't look in what the world told you. Negative. I don't like negative. Not negative word, not negative. Every time negative come, look in the positive. If you have got one seat, remember, for moving the church, we had only one seat. Everything was negative. So look into that. So we are here. You can move. So hands up if you have a testimony in your life. Who has got testimony in your life? Woo! Hands up! Who has got testimony? If you forgot it, God bring it up. Yeah. Who has got the testimony in your life? Amen. Hands up if you need a testimony in your life. Any places you need the testimony now. Come on. Who needs a testimony? Who needs a testimony? Amen. So the people, they received the testimony before. Please go to the people. They need a testimony. So people, they just need a testimony. Could you hands up and the other people can see you? The people need a testimony. So the people receive the testimony and have it. Could you go and pray for them? And the band can come and worship the Lord.